We now continue with lesson number 5 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Menachos, Perek Beis Mishnah Hei and Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph. We learned that in the case of a Korban Mincha, the shirayim, after the komes, after the fingers full of flour are removed from the initial heap of flour, then the rest of that flour becomes permissible to be eaten by the kohanim. The shirayim are eaten by the kohanim, but they're only eaten by the kohanim when there has been the haktora of the komets and the lavona. After the fingers full of flour and the incense has been placed upon the fire, they are the matirim, they are what make the shirayim muta for the achilas kohen. Now our Mishnah is concerned with the situation when there is a machsheves pigul during either the haktoras hakometz or the haktoras halvona, but not by both. Is the haktora of half of the matir, the total matir is kometz plus lavona. Suppose there was a machsheves pigul on half of the matir, would that be mefagel the shiorayim or not? Would that be mefagel the mincha or not? And that is a basic machlokas Rav Meir and the Chachomim. So the Mishnah says, pigel ba kometz. Suppose at the time of the haktora, of placing the kometz of flour upon the fire, the Kohen had a machshava to eat the shiorei hamincha, to eat the leftover flour, chutz lezman, tomorrow, velo balvona. But at the time that he did the haktora for the lavona, that he placed the lavona upon the fire, he had no such invalid machshava, or the opposite. Balvona velo bakometz, he had a machsheves pigul at the time of the haktoras halvona, but not at the time of the haktoras hakometz. So Rav Meir says, no matter. Doesn't matter. Pigul, the korban becomes pigul, and the person who eats from this korban mincha is chayiv kores. Rav Meir holds, mefaglim b'chatzi matir, half of a matir, in this case, of that unit, kometz plus lavona. Machsheves pigul on just the kometz half, or just the lavona half, would render the korban pigul. Mefaglim b'chatzi matir. However, the Chachomim omrim ein bo koreis ad shiyefagel es kol hamatir. They say ein pigul b'chatzi matir. They say that if he had a machsheves pigul at the time of the haktora of both the kometz and the lavona, then he had a machsheves pigul on the total matir, which is kometz plus lavona. But if he only had a machsheves pigul by one of them, by either lavona haktora or by the haktora sakometz, that's chatzi matir. That's only half of the matir. And they hold ein mefaglin b'chatzi matir. That's the case in the situation of the normal, usual korban minchas nedova, where the haktoras hakometz and the haktoras alavona together are the one matir. However, modim chachamim Rav Meir b'minchas chotei u'b'minchas kanos, in the case of a mincha brought by the sinner, who's guilty of shvus eidah, shvus abiti, tumas miknish v'kodshav, which we explained previously, or the sota, in the case of minchas kanos, those korbanos have no lavona. So therefore, the haktoras hakometz is the entire matir. Then the chachamim amode sheim pigel bakometz shehu pigel v'chayov and alav koretz shehakometz hu hamatir. There is no lavona. The kometz is the entire matir, and the machsheves pigel for the kometz is mefagel the entire mincha. The Gemara explains that this last statement of the chachamim is to teach us that even in the case where there's a chatzi matir, where regular korban minchas nedova, where the matir consists of both haktoras kometz haktoras lavona, and he had a machsheves pigul only on one, and ein mefaglin b'chatzi matir, yes, it's not pigul, but it is posel. And it's posel, the Gemara says, a gzeira mishum minchas chote. Now, the Mishnah continues with a similar type of situation. Shochat echod min hakvosim. le'echol shtei chalos le'mocha. All right, on Shavuos, we have to bring, Jewish people have to bring shnei kivsei atzeres, along with them shtei alecha. Suppose the Kohen shechts one of the sheep for kivsei atzeres, and he has in mind to eat the two chalos tomorrow, chutz l'zman. Or on Shabbos Kodesh, when there is the haktoras habzichim, he puts the goblets of containers of incense upon the fire, and that is the matir to eat the two sidorim of bread. Suppose at the time he is maktir one of the bezichim, he has in mind le'echol shnei sidorim lemochor, to eat both stacks of bread Sunday morning. Achazma. Rav Meir Omer Pigul v'chayovim olof koris. Rav Meir says, mefaglin b'chatzi matir, right? Even though the matir of the shtei halechem is the shchitas of both kvosim, not of one, and he had a machshev as pigul only by the shchita of one of them, so it's chatzi matir. Nevertheless, Rav Meir holds, mefaglin b'chatzi matir. And similarly, with the bazichim, the two bazichim, the haktorah of both bazichim of Levona, is the matir of the sidrei halechem, of the two Sidorim. And he only had a machshev as pigul when he was maktir echad min ha-bozichim, chatzi ha-matir. Nevertheless, Rav Meir holds his pigul, because Meir holds, again, mifaglin b'chatzi matir. The Chachamim say no. The Chachamim ain't pigul ad sheyefagel es kol ha-matir. If he had in mind, at the time he shechted both kivosim to eat the little chalos lachazman, or the time he was maktir both bazichim to be to eat the sidorim lachazman, then they would both be pigul. Otherwise, ein mefaglin b'chatzi matir. The halacha, by the way, is like the Chachamim, ein mefaglin b'chatzi matir. The Mishnah continues, shochat echad min hakvosim lecho mimenu lemochor. Suppose he shechts one of the kivsei atzeres with the intention of eating it tomorrow after Yom Tov. Hu pigul, the one keves is pigul, v'chaveiro kosher, but the other keves remains kosher. Meaning that one matir, the machsheves pigul on one matir, namely one keves, is not mefagel the other keves. However, if a person shechts the lecho mechavera lemochor. He shechts keves number one on Shavuos with the intention of eating from the meat of keves number two tomorrow after Yontif. So he had a machsheves pigul on the chatzi matir about the on one matir about the other matir. No, then shneiem kasherim. They're both kosher. Because what's the matir here of the shtei alechem? The matir are the two kivosim together. And there's a principle, ein matir mefagel as a matir. One matir cannot be mefagel the other one. If he has kavona in the one that he's shechting, so the one matir can be mefagel itself. But to be matir, the mecheves pigel on one keves, to be mefagel the other keves, the other matir, ein matir mefagel es matir. Meaning, the mecheves pigel on one of the matirim does not render the other matir pigel. Now this is true by the shnei kifsei atzeres. However, when it comes to the Kometz and the Lavona, which are also a kind of twin matirim, which are matir the mincha, there the Chachamim would agree that if the Kohen is Kometz es ha-mincha in order to be makter the Lavona lemocha, then the whole mincha is pigul. That's what we learned in the first Mishnah of our Perek of Perek Beis. In other words, the two kifsei atzeres are not analogously to matirim, analogous to the haktoras hakometz and the haktoras alvona. because the Komets and the Lavona lived together in the same keli, so to speak. They were hukbu b'kli echad. There was a time when the Komets and the Lavona were together in the klishores. So that makes them one unit, and therefore Machsheves Pigel during the Haktoras HaKomets would be mefagel the entire mincha, including the Lavona, and vice versa, because they are not like two matirim, but rather like one matir. And when one matir, the Machsheves Pigel on the Komets can render the Lavona Pigel and vice versa. But the Shnei Kivsei Atzeres are two separate matirim. Two separate matirim, ein matir mefagel matir. So we have finished Mishnah Hey of the second perek, but we still have one more Mishnah to go in today's lesson number 5. And that's the beginning of the third perek. I tried to make clear at the beginning of this entire study that the 4 avodos by a shchitas hazevach that we learned about in Maseches Zevachim by the animal korban are analogous to the 4 avodos of the mincha. So, the kemitza of the mincha, scooping out the fingers full from the flour, that is analogous to the shchita, the slaughtering of the animal. Putting the komets into the klishores is analogous to kabbalas adam. Taking the komets to the mizbeach is analogous to holochas adam, to taking the bowl full of dam to the mizbeach. And finally, the haktoras hakomets, putting the komets upon the fire, is analogous to the zrika. So therefore, anything that we learnt in Maseches Zevachim, which renders posel one of the avodos of the zevach, would also render posel the corresponding avoda in the case of a mincha. So hakomets es hamincha. Suppose the kohen performs the kmitza lechol dovo she'ein darko lechol, and he has in mind to eat something which is not properly eaten, meaning he wants to eat the komets. Komets is not supposed to be eaten. He wants to eat the lavona, which of course is not to be eaten. Those things are to be consumed upon the mizbeach, not to be eaten. But he had a machshava to eat something which is ein darko lecho, or he had a machshava lahaktir dovo she'ein darko lahaktir. He had a kavona to put onto the fire something which is normally not put upon the fire, like the shiore ha-mincha, the leftover mincha, which are to be eaten by the kohanim. In such a case, kosher. Kosher, because a machshava to do something which is off the wall, that is not a machshava. Not for pigul and not for psul, not for chutz mano and not for chutz komo. So hold the tanakama. Rabbi Eliezer posel. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees. And he holds that a machsheves chutz l'kusmano to eat davar she'ein darko lechol, or lahakter davar she'ein darko lahakter, would render chutz l'kusmano would be pigul, chutz l'mkama would be puzzle. The Gemara explains the reason for Rabbi Eliezer is because the Torah sometimes refers to haktorah, putting something upon the fire, upon the mizbeach, as achila, as eating, as if the mizbeach eats the stuff which is put upon the mizbeach. The pasuk in Parshas Sav im heyochol yeochel mipsa zevach shlomov. The Gemara says shtei achilos hakosuv medaber heyochol yeochel achilas odom and achilas mizbeach. So the mizbeach also, so to speak, eats. So therefore, haktorah is also called eating. This is the opinion of Rabbi Elazar, which we do not follow. Rabbi Elazar. Suppose a person had a koyan. Had a machshava at the time he's doing the kmitza on the mincha, lechol dovo shedarko lechol, to eat the shiore mincha, or lahaktir dovo shedarko lechol, to be maktir the komets, or maktir the lavona. And his machshava was not to eat a full kezias of it, not to be maktir a full kezias of it, but rather pochos mikezias. So he has bekavona to eat a pochos mikezias of shiore amincha tomorrow, or a pochos mikezias of the levona to be maktir tomorrow. In such a case, the mincha is kosher. The mincha is kosher because there's no machshavas pigel on a chatzizayas. A chatzizayas is not the shear. even if he had a kavona, le'echol kechatzi zayis to lahakti kechatzi zayis. He says, you know what? I'm going to eat a chatzi zayis of shirayim tomorrow, or I'm going to eat a chatzi zayis of shirayim outside the azora, and I'm going to be makter a chatzi zayis of the komets tomorrow, or I'm going to be makter it someplace outside the azora. In all these cases, kosher. She'ein achila v'haktorah mitzdorfen. We already learned that a chatzi zayis of achila, chatzi zayis of haktorah do not join together, they're considered separately. And the machshavos on chatzizayis are not potent enough, so to speak, to effect pigul or psul. And so we have finished Mishnah Aleph of Perek Gimel, and with it have concluded lesson number 5.